you're here. Goody. Oh, just a sec. Because I really have to find Molly's fiddle. Here we go, Molly. Your fiddle. We needed to find Molly's fiddle because she's going to play for me when I make my step dancing man dance. Right, Molly? Now, where is that little step dancing man? Probably right next to this step. Yep, getting close. It's important to be organized. Everything in its place and a place for everything. And right next to that step should be that little old baby shoe. Make that two.
Oh,
my itty-bitty baby shoes. Oh, these are the very shoes I wore when I took my very first steps. Oh, aren't they cute, Molly? You know, I couldn't always walk. Nope. I had to learn, just like every clown, just like you. One day you had to take your very first step all by yourself, just like me. I didn't know how to, but I knew I wanted to walk all by my very own self. At first I was afraid to try because what if I fell down? That would hurt. But I really wanted to walk like a big clown. So I didn't let being scared stop me. Nope. I took a big breath and took a little step, and then another. I learned to walk all by myself, one little baby step at a time. That was one of the most important days of my whole life. It was. Well, it was, Molly, because, well, if I never tried to walk, I'd still be crawling. Yep, I couldn't dance or skip or anything. And it all started with these cute itty-bitty baby shoes. Now, what was I going to get? Oh, yeah, the step dancing doll. Now, where is it? You're going to play the music, right, Molly? Oh, here's the step dancing man. Okay, he can do some real steps. Oh, gee. He needs a good dance floor to do his steps. Oh, perf! Okay, here we go. This is going to be great. This can be his pretend stage. Take a nice bow, okay, Molly? Be back in a flash.
Sometimes you need to stretch to warm up.
do some step dancing. Ready, Molly? Oh, no, I didn't mean those steps. You thought I meant the stairs? Oh, well, I didn't. But what a great idea! Let's go play on the stairs! Oh, come on, Molly, let's go. It'll be fun! The stairs are one of my very favorite places. And, of course, we'll be very careful. Let's go! My big, climby stairs! Don't you just love them, Molly? Stairs are fun. But you have to be very careful when climbing the stairs. Yep, when you climb up or down, it's important to hold the banister. Like this. Watch! I can climb the stairs! Golly! I think maybe Molly's afraid to climb the stairs. Don't worry, Molly. I'll come down to you. There. Ooh, these stairs are pretty high. You're right. Molly, do you want to learn to climb the stairs? Okay, well, I was wondering, are you afraid to try? Aw, that's like I was when I was little. Mm-hmm. But I just took a big breath and I tried. And guess what? I did it, even though I was afraid. It's like this.
Take a seat here by my side. Shuffle your feet to the top of my pride and joy. I enjoy this private place. Grab a stair while I state my case. A stair, a star, a wishing well. A lot they are alike, I can tell. If I reach the top, I can climb back down. That's a step in the right direction. I can't think of anywhere that I'd rather be than the top of my fair staircase. The case is clear and I can't complain. Take a step here while I explain. A stair, a star, a wishing well. Somehow they are the same, I can tell. If I reach the top, I can climb back down. That's a step in the right direction. You put your foot in front and the next one ahead. Before you know you're upstairs, you can come back down again. They're a place to feel and a place to move. Come on, make a deal, find your stride. Improve. A stair, a star, a wishing well, a lot. They are alike, I can tell. If I reach the top, I can climb back down. That's a step in the right direction.
What do you think, Molly? Ready to try? Just one? I'll be your spotter. A spotter makes sure you don't hurt yourself. So, Molly, if you start to fall, I'll catch you. Promise. Ready to try? I'm right behind you, Molly. You can do it. I know you can. That's a girl. Molly climbed a stair. Take a bow, Molly. Let's go outside and tell Granny and Snicklefritz the good news. Molly climbed a stair. Molly climbed a stair.
Snicklepuss, come down from there. Meow, 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 meow. Mr. Smarty Cat, don't don't come meowing to me if you get stuck. Oy. Oy, oy, oy.
Guess what? Molly climbed a stair.
Little Molly climbed a stair?
Yep, all by her very own self.
All by herself? Oh, my. Well, then, I say, let's have a celebration. This is an important day.
Told ya.
We'll have a nice snack. I have some nice fresh squoze lemonade. And some nice warm biscuits.
Oh, warm biscuits, yum!
I think I have one jar left of your favorite, Lunette. Ginger beet jelly!
Oh, warm biscuits with ginger beet jelly! Mm!
My last jar for little Molly's big day. This is a special occasion. We're having refreshments down here, Mr. Smarty Cat.
Ginger beet jelly, that's my favorite! Although, it didn't used to be. Oh, I was afraid it would be sour. But then I tried it. Is it ever good? Oh, I can't wait! It is raving in my mouth just thinking about it. Mm-mm-mm. Ginger beet jelly!
Oh, Lunetka, I need your help.
Sure thing, Granny. What can I do?
I need you to get that last jar of ginger beet jelly down in the root cellar.
The root cellar? Oh, I've never been down there before. I think it's kind of, scary.
I'll just open the trap door.
Trap door?
You go down there and get the last jar. Come on. It's down there on the shelf.
Oh, boy, Molly. I really want some ginger beet jelly, and Granny needs my help, but... Well, you didn't let being scared stop you from trying something new, did you? No. So here we go. I just take a deep breath. Down we go. Put your foot in front. Oh. Next one ahead. Step in the right direction. Oh. What was that? Oh. Did you hear something, Molly? Oh, I'm sure I heard something. Oh, maybe there's a cellar monster down here. Snicklefritz, it's you. You scared me.
What y'all doing down there in the dark? Oh, you sillies. You could trip or something. Got to be careful on the stairs.
Oh, all right, Granny. Oh, wow. So this is the root cellar. Oh, well, there's really nothing for me to be afraid of, is there? Silly me. Huh. Oh, I'm glad I'm down here now. Oh, this is really neat. And there it is. Ginger beet jelly. Coming, Granny.
Lemonade, biscuits, pickles for that sour puss.
And ginger beet jelly. What's that sound?
Get my old step dancing shoes. That's gotta be
Major Bedhead.
That's some nifty footsteps there, Bedhead. Come have a snack with us.
Oh, got my dancing shoes on, Granny. Can't sit down. Gotta dance.
Me too. When you get dancy, you gotta dance. That's the law.
Take me home! a seat.
Oh, phew. How about some lemonade, Bedhead? You deserve some cool drink after all that fancy stepping.
Thanks, Granny. But before I take my lemonade break, I better do my job. Postcard for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, why, thank you, Major Bedhead. Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar. She says, Dear Lunette.
Girl, I'm gonna let you in on my secret. How to be a world-traveling explorer. Here it is. Comfy feet. Each step counts, and you want to feel comfy as you set out to explore this big, wonderful world of ours. Good shoes. That's what it takes. Planning.
Love you no matter where these feet take me. Auntie Macassar.
Auntie Macassar's right. These snazzy tap shoes are dandy for dancing, but to tell you the truth, they're really uncomfortable. They give me corns. See?
I don't believe it.
Luckily, I brought my sensible shoes.
Those are your sensible shoes, Major Bedhead?
Oh, sure. I can really sashay down the road in these. Well, off I go, putting my best foot forward. I guess it's this one.
Bye, Major Bedhead.
Goodbye.
Have fun.
There he goes.
Well, Granny, Molly and I have to follow our feet back to the couch. I'm all stuffed and need a quiet time. But thanks for the snacks.
Oh, you're welcome, my little friends. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
See you.
Bye.
Snickle Fritz, did I ever show you my fancy up and down the ladder dance?
Oh. Well, let's go back to the big comfy couch and get comfy. Oh, I couldn't help myself, Molly. I ate so many biscuits. Ooh. Gee, can you think of something nice and quiet we can do now? Isn't Molly smart? A story, what a good idea. Okay, now where are my... Here they are. And the book is right here. And the light? Thank you, Molly. It's important to have good light so you can read and see the pictures. Now, Molly, you choose. What story is it going to be? It's your special day. Oh, this looks good. Let's see. It's a story of a little elf. Once upon a shoemaker's shelf, there lived a little elf named Emma. Emma had a big problem. And so did the shoemaker, Willie. He had so much work to do. Why? Because the very next night, Clown Town was having its biggest dance, the Clowntillion, and all the clowns wanted brand new fancy dancy shoes, and Willie the shoemaker had to make all of them. It was a big job. Why was that a problem for Emma the elf? Because she wanted to help Willie. But how? She didn't even know how to make a slipper. Poor Willie. He worked and worked as hard as he could until it was very late and then he fell asleep. Willie needed help. Now. Emma the elf tiptoed down from her shelf. What could she do? There were scissors and hammers and needles and thread and laces and patterns. Oh, where to start? What if she hit her thumb with a hammer or cut the leather in the shape of a mitten by mistake? Well, there was only one thing to do. Take a deep breath and try. So Emma cut and sewed and hammered until... a pair of shoes fit for a clown. This was fun, but could she do it again? She could try. Cut, hammer, thread that needle. Little Emma the elf worked all by herself as Willie the shoemaker snored and dreamed of clowns with no shoes. It was a bad dream. In the middle of the night, Emma was falling asleep too. How could she keep going?
Luckily, the cat from the Hey Diddle Diddle Cafe was just on his way home. Every clown knows that dancing keeps an elf wide awake. So whenever Emma got a bit tired, she did a few fancy steps while the cat fiddled. Finally, the sun came up. Willie couldn't believe his eyes. He thought he must still be dreaming. Clown shoes! Gleaming, shiny clown shoes! For all the dancy feet in Clown Town. The clowns wanted to jump for joy. Perf! They couldn't thank Willie enough. But Willie wondered who he should thank.
I guess you could thank me, Emma the Elf.
What a surprise! Willie thanked Emma and asked what he could do, just for her. Emma had a good idea.
Let's go to the Clowntillion and be dancing fools with all the other clowns.
But Willie had a secret. He didn't know how to dance. Emma had the answer. Just take a big breath and try. So Willie did, and they had more fun than you are allowed, dancing with all the clowns of Clown Town in their fancy, dancy shoes. The end.
What a good story. You like it, Molly? I'd love to go to Clown Town someday, to the Clowntillion Ball. I'd do my favorite dance, the Funky Chicken. Do you know that one? It goes like this, Molly. Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! We took a lot of steps today, Molly, and we sure used up a lot of shoes.
Oh, hey, where are my baby shoes? Oh, just a sec. Here they are, my itty-bitty baby shoes.
And you know what, Molly? I'm ready to have an itty-bitty nap right about now.
I'm glad you could come to play on the big comfy couch. See you again soon. Toodles.
And Molly, tomorrow I'm going to teach you the funky chicken.
Yep. If you teach me the Texas two-step.
And the clown jumped over the moon.